When Sarah Palin endorsed Donald Trump for president this week, it was a surprise move, but one that seemed perfectly logical. In fact, Donald Trump's rise is a natural extension of the kind of politics that Palin herself embraced after her unsuccessful run for vice president, combining populism, rage, and celebrity. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
From her very first moments on the national stage, it was clear that Sarah Palin was not your typical politician.
I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
That ad-libbed line from the Republican National Convention in the summer of 2008 made her a conservative superstar with hockey moms and lots of others. And the campaign would provide glimpses of the VP candidate's future as a political rabble-rouser.
Our opponent is someone who sees America as imperfect enough to pal around with terrorists who targeted their own country.
Barack Obama defeated the McCain-Palin ticket, but in many ways that gave birth to the Tea Party. And Palin was exactly what the movement needed.
The Tea Party movement is not a top-down operation. It's a ground-up call to action that is forcing both parties to change the way that they're doing business, and that's beautiful.
That's from a Tea Party convention in Nashville in 2010. Activist William Temple spoke to NPR that day.
Oh, I love the lady who kills moose. She's the strongest man in the Republican Party, Sarah Palin. If I can get close enough, I'll give her a kiss.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump watched Palin's rise as she channeled and fueled the anger felt by many voters toward Washington. Voters who described President Obama as a socialist or a Muslim or not American. On that latter point, Trump was relentless. This is from NBC's Today Show 5 years ago.
He doesn't have a birth certificate or he hasn't shown it. He has what's called a certificate of live birth.
As Trump promoted the so-called birther movement, Palin cheered him on.
I respect what he's doing and putting his money where his mouth is. He's actually investigating his speculation there on Obama's birth certificate.
That's from Fox News in 2010, where she also offered some advice to Trump to do even more on more topics.
Right now, he's got the spotlight. He's got the megaphone. Now is his opportunity to really force a shift in debate and discussion in this country.
In 2011, Trump and Palin created a stir with a high-profile meeting in New York City just as the 2012 presidential race was taking shape.
She's a great woman and a terrific woman and a good friend.
They shared lunch, New York-style pizza. Afterward, reporters asked Trump if Palin should run. He said he'd love her to run. Here's Palin that day.
What do we have in common? A love for this country and a desire to see our economy get put back on the right track.
Hearing Palin's speeches over the years and listening to Trump on the campaign trail, you have two people speaking to the same audience, hitting the same notes. Obamacare, radical Islamic terrorism, Obama's weak foreign policy, poor treatment of veterans, immigration. And always the language is proudly politically incorrect.
I would bomb the out of them.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Both of them, fed up with how the country is being run, even have similar catchphrases.
It is time to take our country back.
We will make America great again.
Trump and Palin both also love attacking what she has labeled the lamestream media. At Trump rallies, he calls reporters dishonest and treacherous. Now here's Palin grabbing the national spotlight again by endorsing Trump.
Mr. Trump, you're right. Look back there in the press box. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun.
Sarah Palin with Donald Trump, kindred spirits in Iowa this week. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.